things have calmed down today. It's a lot nicer than it was earlier today, but most of the day today we have been battered by rain and wind, lots of fog in the hills. Haven't made things easy out and about here in the western Waikato.
We're talking about the car was found, was it on Marakaupa Beach?
No, it was on Kiritihiri Beach, which is one over, about 5 kilometres away. But they are based in Marakaupa. That's where the police have set up the search and rescue operations. That's nearby where Thomas's family lives.
It's rough country, beautiful country, but also a very rough coastline, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the thing. It's an incredibly beautiful place, but as soon as you step out onto those beaches, you just have to look at the cliffs, jagged cliffs with rocks heading out straight into the sea, those waves crashing right over them, and those rocks jutting right up through. And even on terms of access, there is no reception. When we were out there today, we had to travel an hour inland before we could get cell phone reception, which, obviously that must hamper some of these efforts. Just how remote this area is. It's incredibly remote and isolated. Some of the most isolated New Zealand we have.
Now, the mother's released a statement. What has she said?
So the mum, it's the first time we've heard from her. She's told us that she's holding out every hope that her children are safe and that for her this is a very difficult time, not knowing the whereabouts of her children. She has put a plea out for anyone with any information, no matter how small it is, to contact police who have renewed calls, putting out images of Thomas's vehicle, which was recovered from the beach on Saturday. Anyone who may have seen it, if seeing these photos triggers a memory of where you may have seen it recently, to get in touch.
What about Thomas's family, the rest of the family? What are they saying today?
Yeah, so keeping relatively mum, but the main message we have heard from them is they didn't see any changes in his behaviour in recent days, so they're hoping this isn't anything bad because of, Thomas was the normal Thomas they knew. They had no knowledge of his plans to go out, though, which is their concern. They're hoping that he's just safely camping somewhere with his kids in the bush. But as I said, they did have no knowledge that he had plans to head out into the bush. They say that they're very anxious and they are fearful of the safety. And because of where the car is found on the beach, they are aware there is a chance they could have been swept out to sea, but there is also so much bush around that is accessible. It looks like they could be anywhere at the moment before we find out.
The car was found below the high tide line, wasn't it?
So the car was originally located on the beach, yes, below the high tide line, and it was shifted up further by locals who were the ones that then alerted the family that this car was on the beach. And then it was that alerting to the family, which is what led the officials to be alerted because of the family knowing immediately this is out of the ordinary for how they know Tom to be behaving.
What are the police saying about where they're planning to search tomorrow?
Well, seems to be everything is happening back pretty much where we've been today. So trying to get onto that shoreline of Kiritihiri Beach. The efforts today were very much hampered by the weather. A Coast Guard plane that was trying to get up in the air, that was called off because the weather was just too bad for it to go up. Some surf lifeguards did arrive today. Their plan is to take out their IRBs and a jet ski and do some shoreline searches. The weather today hampered those efforts. They only got a brief outing this afternoon, and police are very aware that they won't be able to send them out again, to expand their skills if the weather doesn't improve.
What is the forecast for tomorrow, Jake?
And that's the thing, it's not looking too much better, to be honest. We're still looking at rain in the morning, and we have seen some reports that do say there could be chances of thunder and hail in the afternoon, which is not going to improve things, especially, thunder and hail. We didn't have that today, it was just rain and wind. So if those are progressing to that, it's hard to see that these search efforts are going to be able to improve much.
Jake, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Cheers.